My name is Andrew Kayard, and I'm a master of wine based in Sydney, Australia. And as a wine auctioneer for nearly 30 years, I have long been fascinated by wine history and the stories that animate fine wine. And this is translated into books like Penfold's Rewards of Patience, Imagining Coonawarra, and A Travel Through Time, the story of Marcus de Riscal in Rioja, Spain. I'm also in the progress of writing a book on the history of Australian wine. When I was invited to speak at the 13th Terroir Congress by Associate Professor Sue Bastian, I was a little overwhelmed at first, especially with the marvellous list of scientists and wine people on the scientific committee for this Congress. But I was also thrilled to be asked to unload some of my research into the wine community. Nonetheless, I am mindful that history can be very different when looking at the same subject down different ends of the drainpipe. My four-part podcast is about the transmission of grapevines, which is in itself a fragment of the Australian wine industry's wonderful history. It begins with the very early days of settlement and takes you on a journey through the steam age and contemporary times. I am in awe of the ambitions of the wine pioneers of the 18th, 19th, 20th, and even the 21st centuries. Some of our history is challenging when one thinks of colonialisation and the displacement and decline of the Aboriginal population during the 1800s particularly. But most of Australia's wine pioneers, like James Busby, William MacArthur, James King and Thomas Shepherd, amongst many, were about giving rather than taking. The story of grapevine transmission really emphasises that point. My forefather, John Rennell, was one of those early pioneers, and I'm very proud of what my mother's family did for South Australia. And it's one of the reasons why I've delved so deeply into the subject and the history of Australian wine. I'd like to thank Christoph Priddle, who has spent many, many hours patchworking, editing and producing these podcasts. We have pulled this all together with absolutely no budget at all, but with only the purpose of bringing a fresh perspective to Australian wine history. And I'd like to acknowledge the organising committee too, the convener, Cassandra Collins, Roberta Dubai, Sue Bastian, David Jeffrey, all of the University of Adelaide in South Australia, Paul Smith of Wine Australia, and Lara Malcolm of the 13th Terroir Congress Secretariat. All you need to do now is perhaps go for a walk, start knitting, or even stare at the wallpaper, or perhaps grab a glass of wine. And hopefully the story of grapevines in Australia will capture your imagination and illuminate your day. Now please go to part one and enjoy.